Alrighty. We're going to get her started here.
Yep.
And one, and a two, and a one, two, three, four.
This is Scott Novosel, author of the 20 years in the making graphic novel Fieldhouse. And you are listening to the one and only Comic Pop Library.
To another episode of Comic Pop Gameplay, brought to you by Comic Pop Library. I'm Richard, along with
Logan.
And in today's episode, we are going to be looking at Flames of Destruction Special Edition from the Yu-Gi-Oh! Card game. This is brought to us by Allison Spiegel Vincent, and she is part of the Hill & Knowlton strategy. So, Allison, thank you for that. Mm-hmm. Also to Konami for supplying the sample pack that was sent to us by Allison. So, thank you to both of them for doing that for us. Just a little bit. It comes in the box set, yep, basically, and it has three regular packs, or three booster packs for Flames of Destruction, mm-hmm, but it comes with other additional cards. Yeah. You'll get one of two. What is it, Logan?
Yeah. There's one or two super rare variant cards, which from the back, yeah, it's a bit hard, but there's two different elemental lords from the Flames of Destruction that are apparently super rare variant cards that you can get one of.
Okay.
And either World Legacy's Memory or Universal Adapter.
And are those
as super rare variant cards from Cybernetic Horizon.
Okay.
Which is a different set.
And these will be coming out on June 8th. So be sure to go to your hobby stores or your local discount stores on June 8th to pick up these special editions. The set includes
48 common cards.
There we go.
20 rare cards. 14 super rare cards.
Wow.
10 ultra rare cards. And 8 secret rare cards in Flames of Destruction.
Okay. Cool. So those are what you'll be getting, but we got the, I guess the regular cards are kind of at the back, so Logan's opening the packets first, the booster packs, because I haven't seen any freewheeling cards yet.
Yeah, they're in the back.
They're in the back. So we're saving those to last, folks, to see what he gets. And, of course, with these, luck of the draw, the same way with these two cards, you get
one
two,
of two.
You get one of two, but they're two of the cards of the one of two. But if you get another box, I'm not going to say you're going to get two different sets. You might get the same set again.
Yeah.
Never know. That's what it is with the blind bags. And in this case, the blind box.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Well, got the first pack open, so.
What do we get?
First is a Link Monster, Space Insulator, which looks kind of like a guy in a blue jumpsuit with a kind of neat looking mask.
Okay.
His eyes are red, and he's got four of them. But that might just be the mask. He's also got little electricity glows along his elbow and knee.
It's either a person in armor or it's a robotic knight or something like that. So cool. Mm-hmm. That's a cool card. I like that one.
And
cool.
The next one's kind of funny. Three Trolling Trolls, which is...
Quit trolling me.
Yeah, there's a...
5 cents to cross the bridge.
Red big guy with a horn. Wolf guy and a smaller blue guy.
Okay.
And they're in older types of armor. And they have... Well, one of them has a basically metal circular covering over his chest. The other has squared armor on himself and a helmet. The other one has helmet and a shirt, basically. And they're on a boat.
They're on the boat. Why are trolls on a boat? No. They're supposed to be on the bridge, not on a boat. You have three trolls, and it's three stars. And it's 1,000 attack and 1,300 defense. Well, that's okay. Cool.
Yeah. Next one is Defrag Dragon, which...
There's your Cypher stuff again. Defragging, so...
It's a lot of diamonds, and its wings are made out of hologram diamonds coming out of...
Cool. Sounds neat.
The diamonds coming out of his back. But, yeah.
I like to dark see what blue, it looks like.
Red with gold trimming. Yeah.
Yeah, it's not too bad looking.
It's recognizably a dragon.
It's a 3-star as well, so it's not a powerful, powerful monster, but it is there. Sacrifice that thing. There you go.
Next one's Called by the Grave.
Oh, get out of the graveyard.
It looks like there's a funeral going on in the background, but one old guy's looking at this hand, green scaly hand that's popped out of the ground and is pointing at him.
Okay.
Yeah.
Don't go in the graveyard, folks. Zombies will come out. Or ghosts. But then get scared, zombies. And this is a spell card, of course. Pretty cool, pretty cool. That's the fourth one. And how many cards are in the pack here?
Nine
cards to a pack. So you get three... packs of nine and two extra cards on top of that, so that's 23 cards total.
Yeah, I think so. Wait,
gotta do math.
No, 30. 9, 18, 27. Oh, wait, 29.
I never said I was good at math, folks.
For some reason, I was adding three singles instead of two.
So 29 in this box of the special editions. Cool.
And next one's a rare one. Or
oh, cool.
Its picture and elements and level is shiny. It's Element Saber Nalu, which is water type, so I'm guessing that's its element. And it's it's a gal with blue armor and a whip with three strands. And it's kind of made of, diamond type things.
Diamond whip, that hurt, folks.
Probably ice, but yeah. And it's got a little ice field that she's standing on.
That is a cool background, with her, especially with her in the white outfit and everything. So.
Yeah, whitish blue.
Cat of Nine Tails is almost what it looks like.
Yep, except for it only has three.
True.
Yeah.
But
probably much more practicable in actual battle instead of punishment, but who knows?
Punishment. Punish me, please. No.
Next one's another rare. This one, the letters are shiny.
Okay.
It's F.A. Dark Dragster. Oh, and it's a...
carve themed here.
Yep. And it's black and purple. It's got a person inside it piloting, but yeah.
Okay.
That's basically what it is. A race car in black and purple. It looks like it's shooting off electricity as exhaust.
Wow, this is a powerful one, too. This is 3, 6, 7 starred. 0 attack, though, but it has an effect. 2,000 defense. Huh. We'll have to go back and read maybe some of the special cards and stuff and what you think are neat. But
yeah.
Okay, cool.
Next one's Batteryman Solar, which has a battery on as a head, 3 solar panels as... behind its shoulder and as a chest plate.
Okay.
And then just little robot arms and feet. It does not have legs, really.
Kind of like a T-Rex. Little arms. I can't get you.
It's not the arms are a little. It's the feet. But yeah, are a little compared to its massive chest, too.
That's kind of a weird one. Basically a solar panel made into a robot. Okay. Weird looking one, but hey, okay. I do like that dragster. That's kind of a cool race car.
This
effect.
Next one looks pretty cool, too.
Okay.
Vindred Daybreak. He's got a guy with two swords, I guess.
Okay.
Well, a sword and a club, maybe? Kneeling on a patch of rubble in a river with the background being a cityscape silhouetted by the rising sun.
The rising sun.
Japan. It looks like he's steaming or something.
Yep, I see it there.
That's cool.
Yeah, that's pretty. Wish it was a bigger image, though, because it kind of takes away from the character being so small, but I see what they're doing, trying to get the cityscape behind it, but I think it would have been a cooler image if that would have been the card's picture rather than the cityscape behind them. And this is a trap card, so not bad.
I like this.
So I guess if it's a trap card, they're not supposed to concentrate per much on the monster.
Yeah, it just concentrates on the trap.
Okay, makes sense.
Crystal Master, which is a pendulum monster.
Oh, okay.
It's a guy with blue hair and a purple mask that almost looks like a mirror thing. A staff that's red and has a shield, it looks like, on the top. And a couple of gems or crystals around him. Yeah.
Okay. See what we got here.
Looks like he's part of the Crystal Beast set.
Yeah, it's not bad. Probably the neatest one, though, was your Elemental Saber Nalu. There you go. She's definitely cool. So I like the race car, too. The Dark Dragster. That's kind of cool.
Those two and the Vindred one I thought were coolest of that set.
Okay. We'll have to, like I said, here after a bit when we get through some of these, we might read some of this stuff on here. But to just let you know, while Logan's opening the second pack in the box, the music we came in on is Can You Feel the Power? This is the opening theme from Season 1 of Yu-Gi-Oh! Arc V, or some of you might call it Arc 5 or ARC-V. So there's that there. So if you want to look that up on YouTube, you can. It's pretty cool. Pretty cool. Maybe one of these days they'll put all the themes together in a actual soundtrack. It'd be really nice then, but we like the music, folks. Sorry.
And next one's open.
Next one's open. What do we get?
First one's Tendangle Trinity, which has the face of an old guy with a beard melting into the face of...
Okay.
A person with a triangle shape around as hair. The old guy's beard is yellow. The other person was pink. And then below them's a face that's holding his face in his hands. And his top of his head and torso hands are purple. And they've also got wings.
Okay. You're describing it down to the detail.
And a tail.
And a tail. Don't forget that tail. This is kind of weird looking. There's a dragon, you think? Dragon?
Really?
It's a fiend.
Cause
that's what I'm saying. It kind of has wings, kind of like a dragon, but I don't know if you would call it a dragon.
I don't
think
so. It seems more like one of the... If you wanted to go anywhere, it would probably be one of the freakier angels. But
freaky angel, there we go.
Old Testament angel. Where sometimes it seems like they're just... actually literal tools for God to do stuff with.
Well, that's kind of what angels are for.
One of them a speaker, one of them
you got those, what, the
laser across the door.
The seraphim that are guarding the Garden of Eden.
Yeah, and it's described kind of like it's just a pendulum of a fiery blade.
What'd you get next, dude?
And this one's actually a normal monster, which I like because they have the little bits, but this one's
that, folks, kind of a thing. Normal monster.
Mech Knight Avram, with his description being, check this out. Which, he's a guy in gold armor with two swords that have blue gems in them.
So how can you be a normal monster?
Well, you don't have an effect, basically.
That's basically, it says normal on the card. That's how, folks.
Yeah, if so you don't have an effect. Sometimes pendulum monsters will have pendulum effects, but not effects as monsters, in which case you get descriptions on those too, but yeah.
It's kind of weird. He has 2,000 attacks, but zero defense. You would think a knight would have some defense too. It's a cool card, cool image. Do you like it?
Yep.
What you got next?
F.A. Dead Heat, which has a guy racing in a tunnel with, I think it's actually that F.A. card from the last pack blowing by him on the side of the wall. And that little hologram gal that goes with the F.A. series is talking to him from the dashboard.
Okay.
I think he's about to activate Nitros.
Well, of course.
Equivalent, whatever.
Of course.
The button with a red button with an exclamation point on it. Yep. Yeah, I think that's what happens.
Kind of like the cockpit of the race car. Cool.
Yeah, nice.
And yeah, it is that one card up in the left-hand corner.
Thought so.
Looks like it. I agree with you. It really looks like it.
Next one's rare with the picture and stuff, shiny. Red Reboot, which basically, it has some guy pushing a lever on a dashboard. That's
it. Gotta reboot the computer, folks.
Apparently.
Kind of a dull card for being a special. It is a trap card, but it's kind of neat looking with a foil, but it's still kind of a dull card for a foil, but okay, that's cool. That's cool.
Next one's a Link monster and has the letters shiny.
Cool.
Firefighting Daruma doll.
Okay.
It's a small guy with fiery eyes and a little torch staff thing with a crystal on top.
Huh, okay.
That one's a Link monster.
Oh, another Link monster. That's the second one you've gotten. So how do you do the links? Have you played it like that before?
Not yet, actually.
Not yet, okay.
I think you just sacrifice two monsters the monsters according to the number of links, but I'm not sure, honestly.
Okay. What's the next one?
Limit Code, which has a knight, a purple knight with green text chaining him, basically. And not English text.
Your prison. Your words make you a prisoner. That's kind of like computer code, kind of. Alrighty, another trap card.
And next one's a monster, but Boy Cotton, which has
boy
a...
Boy made of cotton?
No.
Oh, okay.
Among a number of realistic sheep, there's a anime-fied sheep with a bell and a 100% cotton tag on it, and someone's about to shear it.
Okay.
Somewhat funny is, it's an anime-esque sheep, and in the background there's like four normal realistic sheep. It's...
That's true. It is kind of out of place there, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Like, no, don't cut my hair.
It's someone else's.
Okay.
And next is Altergeist Pixel, which...
Pixel, that's computer again.
Yeah. I think it's actually more pixie, but...
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it does seem more pixel as well. It's a little robot thing with spike arms...
Okay.
Just orb of the face and four glass wings.
Four glass wings? That kind of sounds cool.
They're small. It looks like it's a small, small monster.
Okay. Kind of a computer pixie. Yep. Pixel. No. Sorry, folks. Last one for this pack. What'd we get?
It's a synchro monster. And apparently synchro tuner monster. Hmm. Flower Cardian Moonflower Viewing.
Okay.
Which is a Japanese woman in a, I think that's yukata, with a fan and red eyes. Very, very red eyes.
It's not a black dragon, is it?
No.
It's the right game, though.
Yep.
Okay. Well, I like that. That's a cool looking picture.
It's nice.
I like that very much. That's a cool one. That's the second pack. Logan's digging out the third pack here, but while he's doing that and opening it up, the new Link monsters have flexible Link materials that let you use them in any deck, and one each has two abilities. One that you can use when you Link summon the monster, and one that's always active. These powers range from retrieving any spell or trap card from your grave card to changing the number of cards you get to draw each turn. With some strategic card placement, you could be drawing up to 6 cards at the start of your turn instead of just one. Hmm. You piss off your opponent, maybe. So, to make the most of these abilities, you'll need to keep your Link monsters co-linked. If you do, you'll get a refund on the cost of the new monsters' one-shot abilities, and their always-on powers will grow much stronger. Also, it says try combining these monsters with cards like Trigate Wizard from the Structure Deck Cyberverse Link, or Firewall Dragon from Code of the Duelist, and it'll gain even more from co-linking your monsters. So there's some stuff with the linking abilities that are in here. Mm-hmm. That sounds like and looks like Logan's got the next pack open. So what do we got, Logan?
Well,
what
first you get? One is Mamemaki.
Mamemaki.
Which has...
Mama. No.
Mamemaki. It's the little goblin children, as well as bean people, including, I think, the Mighty Bean Swordsman or...
Beans?
That one bean swordsman that thinks highly of itself or whatever it was.
It's not Mr. Bean, is it?
No.
Oh, okay.
But there's a couple of bean creatures hanging out with the goblin kid that's not having a party.
He's not having a cob. Yeah, he's a little sad. Other people are having fun, looks like, though.
Oh, remember that water element saber? We got a fire one here. Element saber Mallow, which is a guy with a, I think it's a great big axe.
I'm a guy with
the
big axe.
Edge being magma. He's also got fire pants. Not on fire, but just that design on them.
Cool. He's got fire around him, though.
Yep.
All around. Come to me, ladies, and you'll have a hot time. What's next?
A Restoration of the Monarchs, which has a guy in white with a beard helmet and a staff that's in gold and a little halo behind him, descending to a ruined cityscape in a ray of light.
Okay. Let me see that halo. Again, it's a spell card, so the character's not really the center of the picture. It has cityscape around again, but it is much closer than the other card was, but this one looks like if you get the regular card of it, it'd be a cool-looking card.
Yeah.
I don't know what the monster is inside it, but that looks like a cool character. Okay, cool.
Next one is Gauki Octo Stretch. It looks like kind of a blue-skinned guy in a Speedo is being semi-possessed, or has equipped.
His Speedo is possessed, no, you said?
No, himself is either semi-possessed or equipped by, or with a octopus or so. It looks like it has a lump on the back as well, but yeah.
Well, you could almost say a Speedo is possessed by the octopus because it looks like some of the legs are coming out of the Speedo.
True, but the head of the octopus is on his. So.
True. That's just a weird looking one. And yeah. This is actually a one-star monster. Go with zero nothing. It must have a pretty good effect to be zero everything else. But okay, what's next?
Next is the shiny image of this pack. Phosphorage the Elemental Lord, which is a green helmet, green orb with purple orbs inside it, and I'm not sure if that's, well, kind of earth wings, and it has lightning all around it.
Okay.
This one's a strong one.
Oh, that's a cool one.
Yeah.
I still like the Elemental Nula best as an image, but that one's cool. Wow, that's a strong monster.
Yeah.
3, 6, 7, 8 starred. 28 and 22 respectively.
Wow.
Okay.
And next is the, it seems like each of the packs you're getting a shiny image and shiny lettering. Yeah, so.
A rare and a super special rare?
Maybe? I'm not sure. But next is Trickstar Lightering with a shiny lettering. And it's a stadium with the silhouettes of some monsters on it. And then there's flowers. All the people with the glow sticks.
The glow sticks.
The stadium seating, and then...
It's a rave. No, you said stadium.
Kind of, actually.
No, you said, okay.
And then there's little skull balloons and hearts everywhere.
That is a stadium, so it's more of a concert effect. But yeah, I guess the glow sticks out. But okay, cool.
Next is another normal monster. Protron.
I'm just normal, guys.
Ancestral species found in electronic space. No one knows how much information it holds. 1 star, 100 attack, 100 defense.
Okay.
It's a orb with a face. It has, well, little satellite ears and a top that's holding it up with electromagnetism, I guess. And
cool.
Things to the side that have hoops on
them. Yeah, it's a ball.
Yeah.
Sorry, guys. I'm simple. It's a ball. Cool. But yeah, it does look like a creature, though. It is a monster. Protron.
And next one looks cool, though. Very, very fragile.
Okay.
Transfamiliar. There's a shadow of a person in the background with... You can see their hands clearly. And then a little cat thing with a nice bell with... spikes around it and an eye orb and
okay.
Little headdress.
Let me see that thing. It's a cat, he says.
Meow.
It's a scary looking cat.
Wow. Yeah.
Got a creepy smile on its face.
Mm-hmm.
What, last one?
Yajiro Invader.
Okay.
Which is a purple octopus alien and a top UFO.
Oh, does it go with the other octopus guy?
Nah, I don't think so.
Goki?
Yeah.
Doesn't go with Goki?
Don't think so.
That one, don't do those yet. This one almost looks like Squidward.
Kind of. Different color, but otherwise...
True. Hold off on those for a moment. Let's see. For the past 5 years, the four elemental lords have stood alone as keepers of some of the strongest effects allowed in dueling. And this pack, the Flames of Destruction, the fifth elemental lord finally arrives, along with the monsters tasked to guard the great powers from those who would misuse them. Their newest elemental lord can only be summoned while you have exactly 5 light monsters in your graveyard and commands the power of Regiki, the power to destroy all enemy monsters at once. This elemental lord is a great fit in decks built using the light monsters, well, of course. This is from the structure deck Wave of Light. Wow. This is from the structure deck Wave of Light. On top of all that, Flames of Destruction is full of cards that are useful in any deck, cards that evaluate popular themes to new heights. They have powerful trap cards you can activate from your hand. That's kind of different.
Yeah.
A new trap hole that banishes monsters face down.
a spell that revives one of your monsters in a zone a link monster is pointing to. A new topologic link monster that banishes all spells and traps on the field when a monster is special summoned to a zone it points to. A dragon that can erase all the cards in a single column and then render that column unusable. And a Trickstar soloist that shrugs off activated card effects and inflicts big damage every turn. So those are some of the things that are in this themed pack, Flames of Destruction. We have a couple of other cards here, and then I have some more info to dispense for these. But these are the last two of this box. These are the two possible super rare variants. There you go. Say that again. I was talking
super about rare variants.
There you go.
So let's see.
Drum roll, what do we got?
The first one is for the Flame of Destruction one. World Legacy's Memory.
Okay.
Which has a group of scientist elves, I guess. One of them's really short. One of them looks to be a bear-type person. And then
okay. The
others are just people. Looking at a screen with information about, I think that's another monster.
What's
on
the text?
Oh. Special summon one mech knight monster from your hand or deck in defense position, but return it to the hand during the end phase. For the rest of this turn after this card resolves, you cannot special summon monsters except mech knight monsters. Hmm. You can only activate one World Legacy's Memory per turn.
So this is one of your
Yeah, and apparently
variants.
The mech knights are part of the World Legacy Ooh. Set.
Okay.
Nice.
Let me see your box there so I can see the images on the back. I just want to see.
Yeah.
Okay, and your other one that you got?
Grand Soil, the Elemental Lord.
Oh, you got one of the Elemental Lords.
Oh, the other one was apparently the one from the cybernetic.
Probably
one,
so.
And this one's the one from the
because you can get proper. Yeah, you said this was Grand Soil. The other one that's possible is Mulin Glacial. No, let me say that again. Mulin Glacia, the Elemental Lord. So that's the other variant that you're possible.
I know another Elemental Lord in the cards that we got. I just can't remember.
Right, but these are the two. The two
super
variants.
Rare variants.
The other one I can't really read, and they don't really. I'm trying to see. Oh, the other one that's the variant for the other card. You have World Legacy's Memory, or you can get Universal Adapter. So those are the two variant cards from the Cybernetic Horizon, and the Elemental Lords are your two super rare variant cards. So Logan got the Grand Soil.
Yep, and he's a great big knight with earth spikes jutting out occasionally, and a very, very tiny head.
Okay.
8 stars, 28, 22. Cannot be normal summoned or set. Has to be special summoned by having exactly 5 earth monsters in your graveyard.
Okay.
When it's special summoned, you can target a monster in either player's graveyard and special summon that target. You can only use that effect once per turn. And if this face-up card leaves the field, skip the battle phase of your next turn. That's okay, but yeah. Not as good as I was expecting, actually.
I don't know if that's the perspective why the head is so small or what.
Yeah, but
it's like you're looking up from the floor.
That's kind of funny how it is.
He's
just looks so small.
True. And some of the... I think the cards I really liked out of this set was the Elemental Saber Nula. I kind of liked her. I thought she was really cool looking.
3 star, 1,500 and 1,000 for attack defense, and... Once per turn, you can send an Element Saber monster from your hand to the graveyard and target an Element Saber or Elemental Lord in your graveyard except Nalu and add it to your hand. And if this card is in the graveyard, then once per turn, you can declare an attribute and this card becomes that attribute until the end of this turn. And so it can shift elements, I think it was, in the graveyard.
Okay, the other ones that I really liked, or there was two others that really caught my attention, was the Space Insular. And I can't talk tonight, folks. Space Insulator and the Flower Cardian Moonflower Viewing. I thought that was a cool looking card. Yeah. So those are two. If you want to read off what they are.
Yeah, the Moonflower Viewing is a Synchro Tuner. It has 6 stars and it needs a tuner and 2 non-tuners. 2,000 attack and defense. And once per turn during your main phase, you can draw a card and show. If you do, show it. If it's a Flower Guardian monster, then you can special summon it, ignoring the summoning conditions, and it can attack directly this turn. If you activated this effect, skip the draw phase of your next turn. When this card is used as a synchro material, you can treat it and all other synchro materials that have a level as level 2 monsters.
Cool. So okay.
That's nice, I think.
Was there any ones you wanted to spotlight besides the ones I kind of liked? Or
sure.
I'll give the deck back to you, or the cards, not the deck. Sorry, yeah. Guys.
Not quite enough for a deck. Space Insulator, it's a 2-link monster. It has the top and bottom arrows lit up and 1,200 attack.
Okay.
Monsters this card points to lose 800 attack defense. When a Cyber Link monster is Link summoned to your field while this card is in the graveyard, except the turn this card was sent to the graveyard, you can special summon this card to your zone that monster points to, but it cannot be used as Link material. Also banish it when it leaves the field.
Okay.
Fairly good.
So while Logan's kind of shuffling through the cards to see some of that he might like, remember folks, these were released on June 8th. So go to your gaming stores, go to your department stores, and you should be able to find these boxes swinging from the pegs or at least sitting on the shelves of your gaming stores. The suggested retail price is $9.99 per box. So again, you get 3 Flames of Destruction booster packs and 2 of 4 super rare cards. So be sure to, again, check out your stores. It looks like Logan's found a few that he wants to kind of talk about. Go ahead, Logan.
I got 3 here.
Okay.
Transfamiliar. It's got 1-star, 0 attack, 0 defense.
Okay.
And its effect is once per turn, you can target a monster you control and move that target to another of your main monster zones.
Okay.
This would be really easy to kill.
Well, yeah, if it's 0 and 0.
Mm-hmm.
But the effects kind
of... Well, it's much more useful given that it's in the time of Link monsters. But
okay. Yeah. What's the other one you found?
3 Trolling Trolls. Oh, I want to see what this card actually does.
Okay.
If it's normal or special summoned, you can target a Beast Warrior in your graveyard. This card's attribute and level became the same as that monster's until the end of this turn. During your main phase, you can special summon a Beast Warrior monster with the same attribute and level as this card from your hand. You can only use each effect of 3 Trolling Trolls once per turn. You can't special summon monsters that... turn, you activate either of this card's effect except Beast Warrior monsters.
Okay.
So basically, it's at least 1 free revive, and if you have any water level 3 Beast Warrior monsters other than this, you can special summon this in the following ones.
Cool. Okay, what's the last one you found that you kind of liked?
And I think this was actually one that was described in the
things
you mentioned. Phosphorage, the Elemental Lord. The 8-star, 28, 22.
Okay.
Can't be normal summoned or set. Must be special summoned by having exactly 5 light monsters in your graveyard. When it's special summoned, you can destroy all monsters your opponent controls. You can only use this effect of Phosphorage, the Elemental Lord, once per turn. And if you face... face-up card leaves the field, skip the battle phase of your next turn.
All right. So those are 3 that Logan kind of liked, and he already read the ones that I kind of liked. So pretty cool cards again. The Yu-Gi-Oh cards are usually pretty cool looking.
Yeah.
I like looking at the artwork, no matter what the cards, but Yu-Gi-Oh has some pretty cool ones.
Mm-hmm.
Before we leave out, want to do some thank yous to some podcatchers that have been picking us up for their listeners to try out. They are Player FM, Podchaser, Podlovin', Ubook, Overcast, Radio Public, Listen Notes, and Castbox. We want to say thank you to all of them for doing that for us. It's really appreciated. Also want to thank Allison Spiegel-Vicent from Hill and Knowlton Strategies. Also Konami for supplying this sample pack of Flames of Destruction Special Edition. Very cool for them to do that for us. Logan definitely enjoys the Yu-Gi-Oh!
Card
playing game, and we love going through the new packs, and again, we just really appreciate them doing that, and want to remind everybody, go out and support Konami, and these are already out. Like I said, they debuted June 8th. Be sure to stop by your gaming stores or your department stores to pick them up. That's going to do it for us this time, folks. We're going to be leaving out with the opening from season 1 of Yu-Gi-Oh! Vrains, and the song's entitled With the Wind. So enjoy that as you're finishing up the episode. We've been having fun. We hope you've been having fun listening. We'll catch everybody on the flip side. Bye now.
Bye.
Starry Disc.
Thank you for listening to Comic Pop Library. We welcome your comments and suggestions by emailing us at admin@comicpoplibrary.com. All emails submitted become the property of Comic Pop Library and are subject for use in our show. We would also appreciate it if you would spread the word about Comic Pop Library by posting about us on Twitter, Facebook, or just tell someone about us. This podcast is not endorsed by any publisher, distributor, or studio, and it is intended for entertainment and information purposes only. The views and comments of the show hosts are their own and are not reflective in any business, entity, or organization associated with ComicPopLibrary.com.